Audio Gravity, 3rd of July 2009. First link today, freegeek.org. This is in Portland again. I was speaking about Portland either yesterday or the day before about WiMAX access. That's quite hard to say together. All over Portland. A non-profit community organization that recycles and refurbishes used technology. Free Geek happily provides computers, education, and job skills training to volunteers in exchange for their services. I really, really like that concept. Tuesday to Saturday, 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. I would love to work somewhere like that. You know, just somewhere like where I'm in there all day. People dropping in, kids dropping in. You know, over 50s dropping in saying, "How do I do this? Can you help me do this?" You know, show them, get actually utilized for the talents that I've got, and just, you know, in return for like some kind of, I would love it. Can you imagine turning up there every day, helping out? You know, getting your accommodation, your rent, your all your expenses for food and stuff covered. It'd be awesome. That's the life. That's living. Living off your skills that you've gained over the last 20, 30 years. Next link is over on thevaderproject.com. The Vader Project is a thing that was based at the Andy Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh. And basically, there was 100 Darth Vader helmets, and they reimagined them as what they thought they would look like if they were done out by the hottest underground and pop surrealist painters. And some of them are just awesome. Some of them were, you know, like had a World War II sort of spin on it with a face mask on it, additional to, you know, the Vader look as it was. And I missed it. It was February 28th to May the 3rd. I probably would have never got to it anyway. It's Pittsburgh. I would have never got all the way out there. Originally, it was premiered at the Star Wars Celebration in Los Angeles, May 2007. But I've only just recently heard about it. Cool little site. They've got some of the stuff over on MySpace, / The Vader Project. Next link today is palinstravels.co.uk. I didn't realise, but Michael Palin has got his own little site. For all the stuff that he did around the world in 80 days, pole to pole, the Sahara bit, and the New Europe. I wonder if a lot of people are doing this now, freelancing their services to somebody like the BBC. The BBC then funds it for the content and the footage, and then they actually make their own sort of travel books and travel sites. Palin is a sharp cookie to get this done and get it built really quickly. It's fast to load. There's hardly any images on there. It's mainly text, easy to get around, and it's just really well put together. I guess this is the future of being a flagship or a figurehead of somebody's system, like the BBC. They want you because you're this sort of character, and you absorb the environment around you, and you feed that back into the content that you make for the TV station. They get a load of episodes out of it, and you can build a website around it. You can make some money on the side from the books and the experiences that you write into that you as an overall picture, not just the content that went to the BBC. Quite clever. The first time that I've seen anybody, an actor, well, not just an actor, but it's the first time I've seen anybody who's done something like this. There's probably other sites, but it's the first one I've ever found through a social network, through stumble upon it, just hit me. So they're obviously doing a really good job of the social media campaign for it. The next link is over on thedailymail.co.uk. And this is quite a nice story, especially in this downturn and this recession. A lady called Claire Robertson, reopened an old Woolworths store, called it Wellworths, and underscore its tagline was well worth the money, and re-employed all the 22 staff that lost their jobs at Woolworths when it went under. And the funny thing about it was the most popular part of the shop was the pick and mix that used to be in Woolworths before. And they pretty much did the layout exactly how Woolworths was before, but just renamed it to Wellworths. Just goes to show you that even in this economic downturn, somebody with innovation, creativity, the confidence to make it work, can put things back on track again. I'm not saying that this place is not going to be shut in a couple of months' time, but at least she had the gumption and the integrity to give it another go. She was actually the manager at the place, the former manager of the Woolworths, and obviously she decided to take it on herself. She probably knew a lot about the business. She probably knew about the overheads and the rent and everything else that goes with it, and she was probably in a really good position to argue the toss about rental fees and everything else that went along with it. And after all, you don't want this, you know, space in a major town just being empty, because it just sends a bad tone on the local area. Great story on the Mail Online. I wish they did more of this instead of some of the rubbish that they put on the newspaper. Next link is over on cacm.acm.org, Communications of the ACM, the world's leading source for advanced computing. Now, this is a pay site. You have to pay to read the blog reports on it, but the blog reports are really, really good stuff. It's like really top-end writing, and therefore you have to pay for it. If anybody wants to provide me with an account for this or a subscription, I would love to read it. I think they've probably got some of the best articles on there. That's probably why you have to pay. Next and final link today is a great thing if you're somebody who goes on either has barbecues or goes on Outward Bounds quite a lot. It's called the Grilliput, and it's like a little steel chrome bar, and inside the steam chrome bar you can pull out like a metal rods tray, and you can put it on the pegs and put it over your hot coals, and you've got this instant sort of like grill. What's cool about it is incredibly small, incredibly lightweight, and you know, you can chuck it in your backpack, pull it out, put all your meat on top of it. There you go. The site needs a little bit of an overhaul, by the way, but you know, we can live without that. We can live with that, even not live without it. Sounds stupid. Right, this cold's getting me down. I'm all bunged up again. I've had this for about a month. I seriously need to go see the doctor and see what they can do for me. I think my head's just going to implode, that's all. Speak to you tomorrow. Bye.